Make this summer's adventures more extraordinary with Audible. While you're lounging by the pool, tending the garden, or road tripping to your favorite destinations, dive into Atmosphere, the captivating new release from Taylor Jenkins Reid. This Good Morning America book club pick launches readers into the fascinating world of 1980s NASA, where one woman's astronomical dreams collide with unexpected love. With over a million titles to explore, from beach reads to gripping thrillers, Audible transforms summer downtime into an adventure. Remember, there's more to imagine when you listen. Start your perfect summer companion with a 30-day free trial and get your first audiobook free at audible.com/wonderyuk.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Well, hello and happy Wednesday, Zoo Files. It's your old pal, your other boy, Cousin Zach, international superstar. And I am absolutely thrilled to be joining you guys today because across the table from me are two very talented, wonderful people. First, friend of the show, and we love her very much, and we're very glad she's here. It's our good friend, Josie Marzolino. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for braving public transportation to make it here.
Yeah.
And it's very kind of you. And next to her, I mean, big get. Big, big fucking get.
Come on.
Truly appreciate you taking time for us. From Tuesdays with Stories and We Might Be Drunk, the great Mark Norman.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Good to be here. I also took the public transpo.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, Zoran's got to make it free.
Yes, I think we're headed that way.
I think so. And, hey, grocery store is free. That's good for you.
Oh, come on. You know I Instacart. I'm not walking.
With self-checkout, they're free. They've been free for a while, guys.
Good point.
Well, we're going to have a wonderful day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Mark, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Hey, Two Sister Stories, We Might Be Drunk podcast. I'm coming all over your mom's face and coming on the road to, Australia, Europe, U.S. Check out MarkNormanComedy.com.
Fantastic. Josie?
Tomorrow night, I'll be at the East Village New York Comedy Club at 10 p.m. And then on Sunday the 27th, I do forget where, but I am doing my first headlining show, which will be so fun. So please come to that. I'll put everything on my Instagram and TikTok, Twitter, all that, at Josie Marcelino.
Congrats, nice. Babe. Yeah. And hey, if you want to check me out, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. If you want to bring up those dates, Shannon, I want to plug that run I'm doing in the South with my good buddy Jay Wall. We are going to be in, that's right, Nashville, Tennessee on the 28th. Pulaski, Tennessee on the 29th, Miamisburg, Ohio on the 30th, and Lexington, Kentucky on the 31st. Between now and then, I'll be on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. If you're listening live tomorrow, I'm in Detroit at the Majestic Theater. On the 1st, we're in Rutherford, and then Gathering of the Juggalos in 2 weeks, and then that's going to be me, Big J, Lewis, and Tim Butterly. All right. Let's have some fun, kids. So this just broke on TMZ. I'm very excited. I apologize for my nerdiness. Paranormal investigator Dan Rivera dies suddenly while on Annabelle Haunted Doll Tour.
Whoa.
Shannon, I didn't even read the article. I was so excited to send it to you. Tell us about it.
I was very excited to read about this. So this guy, so, you know, the Annabelle doll, which is like the inspiration behind the movies, belonged
to... She's a real doll?
Yep.
She's a Raggedy Ann doll in real life.
So She belonged to Ed and Lorraine Warren. She was kept in their museum. And then when they passed away, a bunch of the items from their haunted museum went to this, like, the New England Haunted Society, whatever. And this guy is, like, the lead of that. So from basically, like, 2022, he's been, like, her guardian, kind of. And he's been going on these tours where he keeps her in, like, a case. And he escorts her on the tours for people to go and, like, do, like, lock-ins and stuff and to meet Annabelle. And while they were in Gettysburg... he's like 52 and he just dropped dead unexpectedly. They had to do CPR. Was it successful? We don't have a cause of death right now.
Wow. Those COVID vaccines, man.
Yeah, yeah. You got the shot.
Yeah. It'll get you.
Actually, do we have a picture of him? Because
he
I don't...
was not fat. I looked already.
Okay.
Come on.
Did he look like he was in good health? Because I feel like paranormal
For a paranormal
people...
investigator, yes.
Okay. Okay.
For I am a healthy paranormal investigator. Yeah.
By the way, a paranormal investigator dying at your haunted site is like Chris Rock coming to the cellar.
Yes, that's exactly
what you
want.
You know, you're in now.
So fucking...
It legitimizes the whole place.
Yeah, so Ed and Lorraine Warren are the couple from the Conjuring movies.
Okay.
They were real pieces of shit.
Cool.
They were grifters.
Ah.
100%. They actually are the family from the people that did Amityville Horror.
Oh, yeah.
So what they would do... is they would find families that said they had hauntings or possessions mm-hmm. and say, we will help you for free in exchange for your life rights and the movie rights. So
genius.
So that all the Conjurings, Amityville Horror, they owned everything.
They're like the horror version of Berry Gordy.
Yes.
Like, give me the rights.
And so they owned everything. If you see the people that play them in the movie, when you want to talk about a glow up, because when you watch the Conjuring movies, you're like, why is he always going for heart medication? And then you see him in real life, and you're like, oh! And my favorite part that they don't talk about in the Conjuring, they had an assistant who was a 16-year-old girl who lived above the garage, and Dad would sleep in her room sometimes to help her learn paranormal stuff.
Little Epstein's garage.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the real Warrens.
Whoa! Look at the bags on that guy.
And, yeah, that's who plays them in the movie. But yeah, so their basement was filled with all shit that they had taken from the houses. But now that their children used to do tours. But now that's the doll that goes around. Annabelle supposedly is a real rough one.
Yeah.
Because they say they don't have to dust her.
Huh?
She's in a glass case and has never gotten dusty.
Well, how would she get dusty if she's in a case?
Because you're supposed to, like, through a bunch of shit. It's not the bioluminescent one that they keep some of them in. They think there's signs that she moves.
Oh, got it.
And I was just explaining that. Have you guys heard of Robert the Doll?
No.
No.
So Robert the Doll is the real scary one. Shannon, you want to bring up Robert? He's in Key West, I think they keep him.
Oh, fun.
So Robert the Doll... belonged to a famous author's grandson, I believe. And he's a little boy with his own stuffed doll.
Nah, a little sailor boy.
And they had to give him up because the kids in the neighborhood would say that they could see him looking out the window.
Ooh.
So they locked him in the attic of the house, and they kept hearing footsteps and giggling.
Whoa.
So now he's in a museum, and I was just reading this outside. The museum gets at least 1 to 3 letters a day to him asking for forgiveness because people visit him, don't believe in him, and it fucks their life up.
Oh.
Wow.
So they get hundreds and hundreds of letters a year saying, you know, I didn't believe in this. I went as a goof. I got in a car wreck. My wife left me. My business shut down. I broke my leg. Like,
holy shit.
And people are like, I'm cursed by this doll. Please, please forgive me. Please let me have my life back.
This is the opposite of my shows. They come by and they're like, I believed in you, and now my life is ruined.
And Shannon, did I get that pretty much right about Robert?
Yeah, that's right. It's just that, yeah, so the people apologizing are people that also, like, do kind of shitty things to him.
Uh-huh.
Like, they'll say something, like, mean to him or something, and then bad stuff happens. There's actually a website with a bunch of the letters written to him.
Please.
Let's see if you could read it here. Let me know. If not, I'll...
Yeah, Shannon, you read it.
Okay. Let's see. So this one, dear Robert, I accidentally took footage of you. I'm sorry. I should have asked permission. I will delete it ASAP. I hope you can forgive me.
Whoa.
My husband and I visited the museum December of 2019. My husband took your picture without asking. When we were leaving the museum, as I was going through the door, I felt a shock go across my shoulders. In January 2020, I was diagnosed with a severe illness and have not been well since. Things keep going wrong for us. I want to say we are sorry we took your picture without asking. Please forgive us.
Fascinating.
Super scary, right?
Yeah, this is the opposite of Yelp. Yelp is like, close down, you cunts. The food was gross. These people are apologizing.
I'm sorry I was startled to see you and did not intend to disrespect you. Our lives have been upside down this year. Please forgive me during my visit.
So, yeah,
it's all kind of similar
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's all, dude, that's fucking...
Fascinating.
Chucky was vaguely, like, the guy that did Chucky was vaguely inspired by Robert the Doll.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. See, Zach Amico with lots of useless horror information. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. We got to see Conor McGregor's hog.
Oh, his hog's out?
I believe the hog is out.
Finally.
Shannon?
Oh, he's Irish. This might be so disappointing.
This was hard to find because they keep taking it down. I believe this is a real image. I believe this is the real one.
Whoa, that's a solid plantain.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, he needs a little snip at the end there, but it's full hoodie.
So, and this was, he sent this to Azalea Banks, right?
Yes.
That's fucking crazy. What?
So, this maniac.
He shaved
also,
the
no pubes.
Pubes,
yeah.
Unsolicited dick, because they're probably red.
Is he a redhead?
Oh, yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah.
That's, so am I. But that's.
Are you?
Yeah, Irish and Sicilian, but that's, yeah.
Okay. Well, half
I don't
human.
Know.
Yeah, so I guess he. sent unsolicited dick pics to Azalea Banks, which is a ballsy move.
Yeah.
The loudest bitch in history.
Yeah. Yes. But so
try,
is he.
Yeah, to try and sneak in the DMs. But solid piece.
Solid P. I mean, it's got a twang to it, but...
you know, so I think that might be preferred sometimes.
That's true. He's up the raw.
Yeah. And was he sexting her as well, Shannon?
So she claims after she posted the pictures, she claims that they've this is at least what she tweeted, that they've been sending each other unsolicited nudes since like 2016 or something.
Whoa.
But when he sent it, let me see if I can find it. So here, you could share this one. So after she posted it, he immediately like blocked her so that she couldn't see the images, this like here. And then she said when he sent it initially, he said, "Don't be a rat because all rats get caught." And he sent that along with the nudes. So he was threatening her to not share it.
Did he share her nudes?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
And she also posted this like on his birthday.
Oh man.
Damn.
So wait, would you say, I mean, how big do you think it is? Would you say it's a proper 12?
I like it.
There we go.
Harder to swallow.
Yeah, I had a redhead in my life, and she had a red triangle of pubes.
I like
pretty
that.
Hot.
That's hot.
Yeah,
way hotter than I thought. I was way more into it than I thought.
Yeah,
I don't know if it would look good on a dick though.
Mm.
Red pubes on a lady, hot.
Red pubes on a
guy,
dick, leprechaunish.
Yeah,
leprechaun.
A dick is already funny looking.
Yeah.
Yes. So with the red above it, it's a tough go.
It's like it's wearing a wig.
A clown wig. Yeah,
yeah.
That would be.
It's carrot cock.
Well, good for Connor. I think, you know what? He's nothing's going to hurt. Like, what else could he do? He beat up an old man.
This will add to his.
Got a bunch of charges.
Yeah.
If his dick sucked,
I think it would be different.
That's true. Yeah.
But just, there's nothing to be ashamed of there.
Isn't he running for office?
Is he?
I believe he was running for something in Ireland. Shannon, give that a goog, will you? But I'm pretty sure he was running for something, but it came and went.
Yeah, well.
Like his dick.
Good for him. I say can only build the legend.
Hear, hear.
The only thing now is just that Nate Diaz has to post a bigger dick pic.
It says that he did announce his candidacy for Irish presidency.
There you go.
And then when Azalea Banks posted that, she also, in one of her tweets, said Connor for president.
Ah, fun.
Oh,
so it was an endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, keeping it moving. My breast grew so big in a year, I needed a 10-hour, 22-pound reduction. It's due to a super rare condition. Let's see these big tits, Shannon.
Oh, is this your diary?
Here's one of the pictures before.
Oh, my
Jeez.
God.
She said they grew about 1.65 pounds per month.
Show up.
I'm gonna have some more.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
And who, what, Who was she praying to so we know what religion to all join?
Yeah, right.
She's Brazilian, so whatever that is. Jesus.
And bra, this is she after. Puts the bra in Brazilian.
I liked it.
In some pictures, wait, I have her Instagram, one second. In some pictures, okay, so this is before again. But then after, like, they're still pretty big, like here.
Yeah.
You can only take out so much. I have a friend who has, I don't know if it's this exact condition, but she's had to get 3 reductions so far. Because it just keeps, it never stops.
You know what they got to do is when you reduce your breasts, give the rest to someone else who needs
right?
to.
Yeah.
You know, that even
yeah,
it
like
out.
The cancer hair. Yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, cancer yeah. Hair. Tits for tots.
There
tits
it
for,
is.
Tits for tots.
Tits for tots.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Oh, that's
this poor lady. It's kind of still going to the gym, by the way, which is impressive.
It's, I mean, if you're gonna have giant cans and get them removed, you gotta do a photo shoot with them out.
You have to do one.
You gotta give the. Well, you gotta give
before
you
and after.
Do. You yeah. just it's a select list that sees them.
I guess
Azalea Banks.
Yeah, I mean, just
I
say,
have my before pictures,
of course.
And they're scary.
Did you reduce?
I reduced, and I used to be 70 pounds heavier, so I reduced, and then I lifted once I finished
oh,
up the weight loss. Yeah,
the lift is big.
Yeah. So
how heavy are hangers we were talking? Were we talking?
It was bad, and then especially after like the weight, because I'm 20 pounds up now, but when I was at my thinnest and my fittest, like you still have so much tit left over, but the skin never goes back, so they weren't as heavy. For as far as they were hanging, it was bad.
Okay.
It was awful.
We're talking like oatmeal in a sock, or
it was pretty bad.
Really?
It was pretty like I'll tell people that I'm like it was bad, and they're like it can't be that bad. It's still tits, and then you show them the picture, and they're like, "All right, yeah, that was a wise use of your money
Whoa,
and your time."
Really?
It was yeah, but the doctor has like I asked for pictures of like meat open and the skin and stuff. Shouldn't have done that. That's a freaky thing. You don't want to see that.
No, you don't.
It's you don't want to see it.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, it was scary. The skin picture wasn't bad because that's like all right. If you like gross shit, which I don't, but I was like, neat, cool,
I'm
whatever.
Listening.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a mirror.
Yeah, but then like, yeah, seeing you open and unconscious, that's not cool. You don't like that. It's not fun.
Hey, the doctor accidentally included one of him with his dick in your mouth. Hey!
Red pubes. I tore my sack open in college on accident. And
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't an exciting Christmas morning. That's not a present.
It wasn't a Zach story, so I assumed it was on accident.
Yeah, I woke up with a tub of ice. No, I tore my sack open jumping a fence, and I saw a ball.
Oh my!
And that is
oh
wild.
Oh my god!
It's bloody. Looks like a peach pit.
Oh my lord
yeah.
in heaven!
And I went right to the hospital.
No shit.
Did you pass out?
No, I was so
Holy
drunk
shit.
That I was like, "This is crazy."
That is fucking horrifying. A friend of mine cut her entire arm open on a fence and immediately sent me pictures. She's like, "You're the only person I know that wants to see
exactly.
this."
Exactly.
And yeah, it was horrifying.
That's I can't.
Because one of my big icks is what is it called? Ring revolt. When your ring takes
oh,
your
yeah.
finger.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
The thing that happened to Jimmy Fallon.
But he kept his finger. He was lucky.
Yeah, he almost lost the
There's
finger.
There's like an injury that's really common with people who wear wedding rings, like the metal ones. If it snags on a table in the right way, it just like slices your whole, you have to lose
Whoa.
Your finger.
Yeah.
It's called ring avulsion.
Thank
do you,
you
want me to share a picture?
No, we don't have to do that to these poor people.
Okay.
But it's that's why like guys who work in like film or any kind of construction or whatever, they'll wear the rubber one.
Yeah, my dad wears one because he's a welder.
Got
and also
it.
So he can take it off easier, I would assume.
Yeah.
So he can cheat on my mom for 20 years.
Yeah.
But he sent one day, just checking the phone, I just get a text from my dad and I just see, this is why we don't wear metal rings. And one of his guys jumped off the back of a truck and had the metal netting in the back. And all of his finger meat was past the nail.
Woo-wee.
And it was bone. It was just straight bone. It was fucking brutal.
Like when you pull a wing off the bone.
That's exactly what it
was. Oh, my
the
God.
The way they do it, where they say to smush it.
Yeah.
They make it a lollipop,
right,
basically.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Oh, God almighty.
Yeah, for some reason, that's one of the things that really.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's one of my irrational fears.
Mm.
It's pretty rational. I'd say it happens a lot.
I think because I saw it happen, because it happened like 2 or 3 people.
Do you wear
like
a
that.
Rubber ring?
Yeah, when I wear one, yeah. Through my deck, too.
Nice.
No, that's the only metal. That's the only metal one I keep, because I got to have fun at the airport.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. So if you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, Z-O-O-1-5, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, keeping it moving. In Japan, you can rent a grandma for $23 an hour.
Hey!
And do what with her? What are the limits here, Shannon?
So it's for pretty sweet, innocent stuff. This company started in 2012.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see when a few more yen come out.
Exactly.
What grandma's willing to do.
Elmo raped a kid.
Yeah. So. Let's see what she can do without those teeth.
So they have a bunch of convenience services, like renting people aside from the grandma thing. Like you can rent people to clean your house, housing services, childcare, pet sitting services. But this is something different called OK Grandma Service. And you can have her come over, cook for you some like I was going to say ancient, but it's not. It's just like older Chinese food, I guess, Japanese food. Mm-hmm. And or you can have them sit with your kids, tell stories, give you advice. Blah, blah, blah. Just like grandma stuff.
You do need a guideline, though, because let's say your grandmother molested you and then died.
Yeah.
Could you hire this grandmother just to yell at her?
Yeah.
For molesting you?
I think that's...
Is that allowed?
And I don't know. This might be a very Asian thing, because I feel like rent a nona would not go well.
Yeah.
Renting an Italian grandmother, she's just going to yell at you.
No, right. She'll feed you when she does.
What?
She'll feed you when she does.
Yeah.
True.
She'll question. Yeah, she'll throw out some slurs.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Probably say something to your wife.
You'll get arm hair in the lasagna, but it's okay.
Yeah, that happens. My fucking, my grandparents were so mean to my fucking mother.
Really?
Dude, I remember my grandparents coming to visit, because we lived in the house my grandparents lived in, and my dad bought it from them.
Mm.
So my grandpa comes, and my mom cleans, so like she is a fucking neat freak.
Yes.
It's why I'm such a fucking slob. And my grandpa walks in, the house is immaculate, takes his hand and goes behind the washing machine and runs his finger with dirt. And he goes, I guess you didn't clean up before we came, huh?
Wow. Jesus Christ. What a psycho.
The same man who, when my mom was pregnant with me, said, when are you going to start looking pregnant and stop looking fat?
That's just good fun.
That's a good line.
So fucking absolutely mean. What would you do with a grandma? If you get an hour of grandma time, what do you want to do with it?
Shit. I had aggressive grandmas, so it's like I wouldn't even know what to do with a nice one.
Neither of my grandmas were particularly good cooks. I would love a good, like, my Italian grandma didn't cook, which
what?
I feel like is the whole point of having an Italian grandma.
Black guy that can't dance.
Yeah, it's fucking out of this world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I would want to go food, I think.
See, mine were both really good with food. They were just, they were not the nicest ladies in the whole world.
Same.
So I don't know. Just take them to like a stroll in the park, something sweet that it's like, that would just ease the memory, I guess.
All right, Mark? Yeah.
My grandmother was, she was a great cook, but she was a big like, get outside. Go outside. Can't be in the house. Don't ruin all my furniture. And you're annoying me. So I would just rent this lady and just put her outside. I'd close the door in her face.
She'd be a free range old lady.
Yes, exactly. I'd
that's
put
the move.
A chain on her and be like, you can go that far. And that's it.
I was the opposite. I wasn't allowed out.
Oh.
There's bad people out there.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
North Bergen.
They were honest.
Bergen.
Yeah. My family grew up like a couple blocks from Joey Diaz.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you don't want Diaz meeting, meeting your kid.
Joey Diaz will tell stories that I already know the ending to because my family's told them to me.
My dad's mom, when my parents got married like super quick. They met and then were married within like 4 months. It was wild. But after that, my dad's mom sent a letter to my mother that was just like, you stupid bitch. Like, how dare you take my son from me? Like, it was just this heinous thing.
Holy moly.
And so then we didn't see grandma a hell of a lot growing up. But like, fucking psycho shit. He was a grown man. He was like almost 30 years old, and she wrote that letter, and he's
damn.
Like, Jesus.
How did they meet? How did your parents meet?
And my mom's a radio DJ, and what? My dad called in and won tickets.
And to that fuck was, her? Yes, I that's mean, a great contest.
Basically, to see the band Extreme, and yeah, so he won tickets to see the band and then meet the band, and they met, and like 4 months later, they were married.
That's fucking awesome.
That's wild.
It's a fun little origin story.
Yeah. Mark, do you know how your parents met?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. My dad saw this woman at a party in college and was like, holy moly, she's good looking. So he went up to my mom to be like, hey, what's the deal with her? Can you put in a word for me? Because they were talking earlier. And my mom was like, oh, I like this guy. So she kind of charmed him. And then he never ended up talking to the hotter lady.
My parents met at a discotheque. And my dad asked my mom to dance, and she said no. Mm-hmm. And then he followed her around all night.
Yep.
And finally she danced with him once. They went home separately. And then my mom saw my dad waiting for a bus and drove him somewhere. And that's when he made the move.
Wow.
Yes. And then it became a gay bar.
Yeah,
there we go.
There you go.
It's a fitting origin story for you.
Well, I always want to ask more. Do you have any stories you've never told about your nanny?
Tranny nanny?
Yeah.
You had a tranny nanny?
Yeah, I had a big black guy in a wig and high heels who did burlesque at night. His name was Enos, weirdly enough. But he was a guy. He was like, said, I'm a guy, but I like wearing women's clothing. So he was a cross-dresser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is what we called it back then, or a transvestite. I don't know. Can you say that anymore?
I think that's still what it, or now maybe it's just drag.
Now it's just drag. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's a separate thing, I think.
But yeah, he was like a tough street dude who just liked wearing wigs and shit.
You probably gotta be.
Yeah, he was tough as nails.
You know, like it's when you meet a gay guy from the hood, they're fucking tough as fuck because they got their ass kicked for 10 years.
Exactly. So I would get pushed around in my neighborhood as the white kid. So he would walk around with me, and my first thought was like, I can't have this lady man walking around with me. I'll get beat up more. But I realized nothing strikes heart in black people more than homophobia. Like a big gay guy. So I walk around with this gay dude, and they were like, whoa, they wouldn't even cross the street. So that was very helpful.
That's fucking awesome, dude. How long was Enos with you guys?
Well, he was with us for a couple of years. He became a family friend. We gave him our family van when we got rid of it, and we helped him out quite a bit. And then I was in college. My mom called me, said Enos was at a bar, hooked up with a guy in the van, our childhood van. The dick came out, and the guy shot him.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, shit. So he was killed.
Wait, was Enos a convincing woman?
Not really, but I think, you know.
That'll do
it.
A
couple
of pops in there, and it's the Deep South. It was Louisiana. I think you fuck who you can.
That's fair.
I think also half the time guys say they're shocked. Bullshit.
Yep.
You went through it.
Yep.
And then you had a change of heart, and you got, and then you were so upset that you had to turn it into violence.
I think that's what it is, too.
Yeah.
The guy looked like Don Cheadle. I mean, he wasn't exactly a sexy lady.
You were describing just a big black dude who's tough as nails in a wig.
Yeah. Like yeah, right.
Many years ago at a movie premiere that I was working on, one of the actors hooked up with a girl we all knew had a dick. Like,
really?
I think we all, like, for the entire time we made the movie, we were well aware. And then he came back to the premiere, and he's like, I went back to the car, and dude, she had a dick, I didn't know. And he was like all upset, and we're like, yeah, we all knew that. He's like, and then we talked to her, we're like, what happened? She's like, he sucked my dick. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you knew.
Yeah.
At least halfway through blowing her, I think you figured it out.
It was a huge clip. My friend, we went to Mexico together. We went to this bar, we're drinking, and these women, the prostitutes, they were all over my friend. He was this big strapping guy, he was like 6'8". And he goes upstairs with one, and they're walking up the stairs. I'm like, man, look at the thighs on that. Look at the shoulders on her. My God. And the bartender's laughing. He's like, hombre, hombre. And I'm like, oh, wow. And he came down, and my friend goes, you're not gonna believe it. She let me fuck her in the ass. And we all died laughing.
I feel like you know.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you know. I've never not noticed the vagina. Like, even when you're butt fucking, you know there's a vagina there.
Of course.
You know, how would you not?
Bag.
Yeah.
It's the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very close to each other.
Yeah. That's what they say. That's what they say about gynecologists. They're that close to being proctologists.
Oh, okay.
I lost
that.
My virginity to a female trans person.
Whoa,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
At the time, or you switched them?
They progressed more since, but yeah, at the time was just kind of like a dude who wore dresses and wigs, but had like a very, he looked more like a girl than I did at the time. Cause like I was, you know, kind of chunky and out of shape and he was like very slender and everything. But yeah, now ugly woman, very ugly woman now, but
better off in the androgynous phase.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of looked like a more feminine Kurt Cobain with no facial hair.
Were they on any drugs at the time or any of the transitioning?
I don't know.
The dick worked fine.
Dick worked. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know. It was a whole thing. That was a weird.
Wait, are you into guys, androgynous dudes?
Not. I mean, I'm bisexual, so I'm in. I got a wide range of people that I like. But yeah, it was. That was a whole weird thing. I was also 16, and they were 27.
Hey.
So not great. I'm not saying that like all trans people are like predators, but like in that case, it kind of was.
How'd you guys meet? Well, I was trying to pee.
Right. He was reading me a story at school.
Oh yeah, I was at the library.
Yeah.
I think that's. I feel like I've had a lot of guys all have the story that they fucked a girl in the ass and then realized it was a dude.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's fucking. No, just, you knew every time.
Yeah, anal is a whole thing with a girl. You know, it doesn't happen that. I think with a gay guy, they're better at anal in a lot of ways.
Well, they're prepped.
They're prepped, yeah. Whereas the girl, like, it's a whole thing where you got to get lube and she's going to, like, scream.
I don't. Half the time when the girl, like, say they say it slipped in the wrong hole. I'm
I don't get that either.
Every time I've ever fucked a girl in the ass, it's been a fucking to do.
It's a to do. You got to put a tarp down and, you know.
Yeah, rubber sheets.
Yeah, light a candle.
You need lube. You got to fucking, inch it in. So for me, two whole pumps.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, it's never just a fucking, hey, how are you?
No, never.
And I can think of one girl that it was, and that was because later she became a dude.
Hey, look at that.
That's, yeah, so I think the.
You telling me those weren't accidents?
No, you were fucked into the ass against your will. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Can't get pregnant.
It's been an eye opening episode.
Yeah.
A brown eye.
Hey, just focus on the pinball machine. that girl, the second girl I think I ever slept with was third. She's a dude now.
Nice.
Well
done. But we skipped door number one the first time we hooked up.
You went right to the B?
Right to the B.
Uh-huh.
It was her and another girl. And the other girl blew me after the butt. And the first girl that I fucked in the ass looked at me and went, gross.
Oh,
and I
shit.
Went, yeah, I know. We both looked at the other girl like a real pig.
Wow, that's not very dude-like. A dude would have high-fived you.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, she's like a go-go boy now.
Go-go boy.
Yeah, she does like, she got the top surgery, and then she wears like short shorts with strap-ons and dances at clubs.
Oh, cool.
Nice girl. Yeah. Nice guy. Nice guy. Sorry. That one's always, so my drummer of my band at the time became a woman, and then the girl that I was hooking up with at the time became a man. So everything, all my stories, I have trouble with the pronouns.
Yeah, of course.
I gotta remember who's who and who they are now.
Yeah,
and try not to offend them.
Do you know anyone who's gone back to their original gender?
I don't think so.
I don't. Wow. I've heard that happens, though.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a bit.
I think it happens more than you think.
I think so too.
I think now too, especially like because people are starting to do that as like teenagers,
100%.
And then they get to be like 25, and they're like, oh shit, never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the 90s, so thank God there was no race surgery or how many kids would have made themselves black.
Forget about it. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like as far as clout, it was having a black friend, then it was having a gay friend, and now it's having a trans friend.
Yeah.
I think we've gone past that, and Muslim is cool.
Is it?
You got a Muzzy buddy?
Yeah.
That's big.
With the whole Palestine thing, people are into that. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I backdoored my way into that because one of my best friends was Armenian.
You backdoored your way to a lot of things.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Armenian, friend, yeah.
Yeah, Armenian. We used to eat in an Armenian restaurant when I was a little kid. I think we just had a community of them.
Is that Muslim adjacent?
I don't know. It's Middle Eastern.
That's true. I think they're...
It's where Turkey was.
Yeah.
Or where Turkey is now, excuse me.
I think they're like their own type of Orthodox Christian.
I think they're Christian, too, because Kim K is a big army.
Mm-hmm.
That's like how like Greeks of like their Orthodox, like Greek Christianity. I think they're one of them.
Yeah, big dumpers, right?
No, that's all fake.
That's fake.
No, but I feel like that Armenian, I think they might have a decent sized dumper on them.
Decent size, as in like...
Like that belly dancer kind of body.
Yeah. Decent size for like normal, but not like Kardashian, yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Well, you know me. I like cartoonishly shaped women.
You like women that I didn't even think could exist. You like that one? The one that like can't put her arms down?
Yeah, yep, yep.
What's
yep.
her name? The
yep.
fucking...
Gracie Bond. We talk about her every fucking week.
I don't know this girl.
You
know,
Mark, you are...
I never shut up about this fucking woman.
I like a hip. Oh, no, that's this is... crazy.
Do a video of her walking, because it's wild.
Oh, this is silly. This isn't real.
No,
she...
That looks like AI.
It looks it, but it's not.
She's got, there's a disorder that causes you to keep all the fat in your body in your ass and thighs.
She's got a BBL
plus that.
What?
So she was, 100 pounds heavier, and they took out everything but the ass.
Oh.
And they added more into the ass, too.
I would assume so.
More shape.
It looks like she can handle it. Like she's walking around normally. Look at the white lady. That's fun.
And so she recently she dropped a few hardcore videos.
Oh,
and the fans were quick to send them to me.
Yes,
I don't know if they leaked. I don't know if they went. She doesn't have an OnlyFans or anything, but she pulls a move that I'm so impressed by.
Wait, she got that body and she doesn't have an OnlyFans?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
She. She's in the back seat of like a SUV, and she uses the two front seats to spread her ass open.
Send
me
that.
Yeah, it's such a good. She does it so flawlessly that you go, oh, she does this.
Yeah,
this is a move that she has learned and perfected.
Wow, but you got to spread it open because what guy can penetrate all that meat? You need a real McGregor.
Yeah, there we go.
See?
Okay.
See, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Anal content.
Yeah, there it is. Look at that. Good for her. In my experience, I've been with a few women with gigantic asses. You go, you hit it, you got to go at it sideways. Mm. So you go them on their side, one leg up.
Got it.
Towards their chest. And then you kind of sit on the bottom leg. And then that's the angle.
I love that angle.
Yeah. And that's... Also, my favorite angle because you get one hand on ass, one hand on tits.
Yeah, and your balls rest on the thigh, which is kind of fun.
It's kind of warm, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, for anyone out there, if you ever thought that girl's ass is too big and my dick is too small, well, there's a will, there's a way.
Okay, I like that. That's good for the kids out there.
Remember that. Josie, you hold it up okay?
I do love the tenacity of men. Like, I just, none of that ever crosses my mind, ever.
She put the ass in tenacity.
Yeah.
No, because as a man with a. Moderately, very moderately sized apparatus.
Politically?
Yes.
It's like Mayor Adams. It's moderate.
I have to, you got to be creative with the angles sometimes.
God bless.
Yeah.
You know? And then usually that's a pretty decent angle, too.
That's a great angle for her, too, because it doesn't always get hit that way.
Yeah.
A lot of geometry involved.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, keeping it going. From pain to arrest, man jumps out of moving van and gets hit by car.
Before I show you the video, I just want to tell you a little bit of preface. So this guy stole the car. There was a 7-hour police chase through Australia, Melbourne, however you say it.
I'll be there next week.
And after the seven-hour chase, he crashed into another car, and then that's when this happens.
All right, let's see it.
7 hour. Look at that car beating the shit. Oh, he jumped out.
He's going to be okay?
Oh! No.
He jumped out of the driver's seat because, you know, they're backwards.
Yeah. It didn't occur to me until you just said that.
Wow, they're really roughing him up.
Yeah.
So those were undercover cops that happened to catch him.
Let's see. I want to see it again. Oh, he does a full 360, huh?
Yeah, 1 second.
Did he die?
Refresh.
I don't think so.
Oh, sorry, 1 sec.
No problem, Shannon.
That was a good time.
Out the driver's seat. I'm okay.
Oh, he jumped into the car, which was fun.
I feel like he saw it coming.
Probably what saved his life, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think if he hadn't jumped, that might have went over him.
Yeah.
Yep. Good point.
Oof.
You got to hit the curb, too. That doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. Fuck.
That's like 5 inches of cement right there.
By the way, 7-hour police chase is nuts. But I guess Australia, that's between two cities. Because Australia is so far apart. It was probably a straight shot for most of it.
Now, if we would have gotten hit by a car, would we have gone the other way? In America?
He's going to get us sentenced to a booting. All right, we're going to keep it going. What else we got here today? Oh, dude, this is fucking scary. Moment shark chases 16-year-old boy to land after mauling him off popular beach.
Whoa!
This is also Australia.
Man, Australia's dangerous.
Can't wait.
Holy shit.
Is that the fin?
I had a really bad feeling about that. And someone mentioned it.
This is being carried off.
Yeah, it's right here.
You see the fin?
Oh my god, that's a shark. That's the shark.
No, it's not.
Wow, he's like keeping him out of the water.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's...
Oh my god.
Where's
oh my
the kid?
God, that's actually really
They have him on shore already.
Oh, okay.
They're carrying him here.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
It's funny when it's Australia because the accent is so silly that it's hard to, they're like, no.
Oh, no.
Bitten. Takes away from the sadness.
Yeah, it does. It's very hard to feel bad when that's the narration.
Yeah.
It's same with like some hood fight videos where you're like, that's horrible. But then some lady's like, oh, Lord and Lufus.
Exactly. Oh, shit. It hurts.
Yeah. I'm never riding Carnival again.
Yeah.
We've been on a big kick of Carnival cruise fight videos.
I've been watching them.
Oh, boy.
Good times.
Do you hear they changed everything now?
Yeah, we talked about it on Monday.
Yeah, because...
I'll give you a brief. So,
all they got to do is make a swim test. If you can't swim, you can't get on.
So there's been videos claiming, and Carnival says that it's not true, that they're just enforcing rules that they previously had, that they're changing the music on the deck to no hip-hop, no hip-hop in the clubs, and then they're banning portable speakers, which that seems to be the real one that's upsetting people, that they can't bring their speakers to a place that's already playing music.
Can we do that on buses and trains here, by the way?
Can we just not do that ever?
Come on.
And then the other thing is they've banned the clacker fans, because apparently there's a dance from some song that's pretty recent where everyone's supposed to take out their fan, and it was causing fights.
Oh, interesting. Black people love those portable fans.
Yes, they do. And then so the people are making videos and they're saying, we should start our own cruise line, blacks only, which I'm pretty sure they did for a long time.
Yes, the
and
Amistad.
And it didn't go great.
No. It's fun. I've been on a few cruises in my day, and the crew is always like a weird Filipino little weird race you don't know that well. Yeah. And I always wonder what they think when they see these like black people fighting on the deck. Like, what the fuck is going on in America?
Yeah, I'm making $8 a day.
Yes.
And I'm stuck in. Imagine how shitty their rooms are.
I know.
Yeah.
I've stayed in the bad room when I did the metal cruise with Jay. They gave me like the bottom rung room.
Yeah. I've done it.
It was fucking brutal.
It's depressing. Get that porthole, one little porthole.
Oh, it's so fucking. It's like tight. Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. It's sad.
I've told this before, but I don't think I've told you. So I got walked in jerking off on that cruise by the fucking. The guy that was supposed to take the bag at the end of the cruise.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so humiliating. I had saved porn on my phone because I knew I wasn't going to have internet.
Smart.
It's the last night. Jeans down, full on bed, dick in hand, phone. And I had the TV blasting so that people wouldn't hear the porn.
Yeah.
He knocked, just walks in. Not knock, knock, wait.
I hate
knock
that.
Door. And he looks, and I'm so used to getting caught cheating that I threw the phone.
Right.
Instead of putting my dick away. So I threw the phone. So now I'm just a 400-pound man masturbating to what was on the TV, which was Monsters University. So he just walks in on me jerking off to Monsters, which probably makes sense in his head.
That's true.
And all the guy did, he looked me up and down and went like this, stay rock, and closed the door.
That's amazing. If you're going to get walked in on, you got the right guy.
That's a beautiful moment, actually.
I mean, I'm sure to this day when people go, what's it like working on the cruise? He goes, I saw the fattest man I've ever seen masturbating to Pixar Monsters. Not only Monsters, it was Monsters University, so barely legal Monsters.
Okay. Wow.
Keeping it moving. All right. Medieval night reenactment goes catastrophically wrong in front of terrified crowd. I can't see this going good.
No. This is like a medieval times kind of thing?
Well, they do like armor fighting leagues now.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, Harrington's.
Yeah, Harrington and Chris Vega do commentary for it.
Okay.
So I don't have a video for this.
Oh, no.
Tease.
I just have the story.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a 37-year-old man against a 36-year-old man in an English castle reenactment. And
it's not like the way we do Civil War reenactments.
Sure.
Everything was going fine until the guy stabbed him through his helmet.
Ooh.
And in through his head.
Oh my God.
Oof.
And so they rush into the hospital. He's okay. They're saying they have it classified as an accident right now. And he's being treated, so he's kind of okay, but everyone was horrified that was watching.
Sounds like a bad night.
How do you survive getting stabbed?
Now, who gets less pussy?
Uh-huh.
The guy who runs the haunted bullshit with the doll, or the guy who does the
medieval guy?
Medieval guy, haunted guy gets goth pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Medieval guy's still fighting. It's still kind of masculine.
Now, question, Shannon.
In
whoever
armor?
Pulls...
In armor.
Shannon, whoever pulls the sword out of his head, do they become king?
The only time he's gotten head.
All right, Mark, I actually have had this story for 2 weeks, and I saved it because I knew you were coming. Seinfeld writer details the cocaine-fueled chaos of making TV shows.
Hell yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
So he says that basically in the 80s, that's just how work got done.
Yep.
He said the actors, the writers, everybody involved were just always on cocaine. He said when you would go to restaurants or bars, they would just be doing lines on the tables, on the bar, and it was just how work got done.
This has got to be how Alf got made.
No, oh, yeah, 100%.
There's no Alf without drugs.
What would you say is the most coked up show? I'm going to go Perfect Strangers.
Oh, good one. Balky.
Yeah, because there's no kids around.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
The other ones, I feel like almost everything has a token kid.
A lot of family. Yeah, a lot of family sitcoms. So that's a good one. I'm trying to think. What's some 80s horse shit out there?
I mean, Alf, the dad, was a crackhead.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he caught with a gay prostitute smoking crack?
I didn't know that.
Shannon, can you look that up for me? I'm pretty sure the dad from Elf was caught with a gay prostitute smoking crack.
Married with Children.
Or that was my mom. I can't remember.
Married with Children has some coke vibes to it.
Yeah, that definitely.
Just like hot girls coming into a shoe store. You get to look up their dress. You hate your wife.
I went to college, the creators of that came and talked to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was fun because, of course, some fucking twat. I went to NYU.
Uh-huh.
Some fucking liberal bitch was like, do you ever have, do you ever feel bad that you named the family after serial killer Ted Bundy? And I went,
oh my God.
And I went, no, they're named after King Kong Bundy because their neighbors were the Rhodes, named after Dusty Rhodes. And he looks at me and goes, how the fuck do you know that?
Wow.
I went, big fan.
Also, though,
incredible.
That's how TV is still getting made. It's just we've switched Coke for Adderall.
Yeah.
No,
that's the same thing.
True.
More or less.
Like all the editors on my show are just Adderalled up.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, for me, every time I work in reality, the editors just always have food.
Yeah, that too.
They're always munching on something.
Yeah. Mm.
They have a little dark room, and they do not like being spoken to.
Mm. Yeah, that's That's still true.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
every reality. I forget that we technically worked on the same thing.
Yeah, the autism room.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, I used to work in reality TV.
Oh, okay.
I still do, but we technically crossed paths on, we both worked for Teen Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, shit, cool. Really?
Yeah, we both worked for Teen Mom at a time.
Yeah, I did post-production on it.
And whoa. I was production coordinator.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think what the other, so the movie company I used to work for, Troma, our one boss still has the glass top on his desk.
No way.
And I'm sure he's not using it, but he sits his old desk from the old office.
Yeah.
And it is the most we do cocaine desk I have ever seen. And then there's a gun in the drawer. It's
hell
the
yeah.
best.
It's so funny. I just said we had Patton Oswalt on our pod yesterday, and he was talking about Troma.
Oh, cool.
So I'm hearing it twice in 2 days.
Yeah, I did. I've been with them since 2009.
Oh, he showed us all the movies. They're all hilarious. And
yeah, I'm in a bunch of the new ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Return to Newcomb High, Shakespeare Shitstorm, I help write. I got like four in the can right now.
Damn.
Hey.
I have a fucking ton of bad movies I'm in.
You don't strike me as a Coke guy, but I could see a white Monster Energy drink can in your name.
That has definitely been a thing.
Okay,
I do enjoy an energy drink.
Yeah,
Coke every once. Skankfest time.
Sure,
that's vacation.
That's uncharted waters.
Yeah, you know that's like that. That's you gotta.
Yeah,
and plus you know you're doing a lot of shows.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. They make me close and open most of the days. So
good point. I've seen your roast show. It's late.
Yeah. As it should be.
Yeah.
You doing the naked roast on Coke? You have Coke dick for the naked roast?
Oh, yeah.
That's brave.
I remember the one year in Houston, I went behind two curtains as they were about to bring me up to go do a blast, and I realized there was just three cops standing behind me, and they didn't say anything. And I was like, if they do the biography, the biopic of me, this is the scene that opens it, and then you just pause on me looking with the key under my nose and going, you may wonder how I got here.
Oh, that's great.
You weren't familiar with Troma before Patton was talking about
no,
it?
No, I never. I'm not a horror guy.
Yeah, because I'm sure did it come up with the new Toxic Avenger
yes,
remake?
Yeah. Yes, that and Bed Death or Deathbed.
Oh, Deathbed, the bed that eats patented the bed. That had a long bit about that.
That had a long bit. I brought up that bit.
Yeah, Deathbed, the bed that eats people. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I started with Troma 2000 right out of college, and I AD'd a couple of their features, and
nice.
I helped write a couple of them, and I'm very naked in one of them.
Pull it up.
That one's on Tubi.
Oh, all right. All right. It should be 3B.
Yeah, that's Return to Newcomb High, volumes 1 and 2,
okay.
Which means we shot a movie that was too long. And they split it into two movies. So why put out one okay movie when you could put out two really bad ones?
I could say that some people with Netflix specials.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Sorry.
No.
Keep going.
I support it. Yeah, I do a full nude scene in that one, and I had a cat. So it's a high school movie. I was like 23 or 24, and I was in charge of the extras. So there was a day in this movie I run into a classroom that's having like a PTA meeting naked, and so I had to ask all the extras, "Hey, do your parents want to be in the movie?"
Oh,
and I went. There's a scene where it's a guy runs in naked, and they're like, "Yeah, who?" I'm like, "Me." And so it's all the parents of all the actual kids in the movie reacting to me running in with my dick out.
Is the final scene you spreading your cheeks with two car seats?
I actually fall onto the guy who plays the principal, and my knees hit his shoulders, and my dick falls in his mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah. Took some coordinating.
Yes.
We were supposed to just bump bellies and fall down.
Yeah.
But then it became a game of gay chicken.
I gotta watch this now. I'm watching this just for you.
Thank you.
I don't care about the plot or the movie or anything. I just
decent actors. Lemmy's in it. Stan Lee's in it.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Pre-death?
Yes.
Whoa. So this is a while ago.
Yeah, this is like 2014.
Oh, geez. All right.
I've been making the new one we got out now is my favorite one. It's called Curse of the Weredeer. And I get to play a coroner who jerks off to dead bodies. It's my favorite thing I've ever been in.
Rock on.
I actually shot a cameo yesterday for Microwave Massacre 2.
Woo!
Is that
about a fetus?
It is a sequel to an 82 shot on video horror film, and I was very excited to do it.
Oh, my God. You're busy.
Real quick, Zach.
Yes.
So just so the dad's name in Alf was Max Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you a picture in case you guys don't know.
Yep.
And yeah. So you are correct. It said that he was so he was married to a woman, but he was having sex behind her back with dudes. He was caught on he was making gay pornography, smoking crack, some allegations of having sex with homeless men. His wife caught him, kicked him out. And he ended up like dying. He lived to like 75. He died of cancer, but he like died alone. Everyone turned their back on him because of his raging addiction.
It's a real
homosexuality.
Hollywood story.
Yeah. That is the last guy.
And how's the puppet?
Alf's great.
He probably sold it for money. That's the last guy you'd think would be a crackhead. That is the whitest man on the planet.
You know, it's got to be, I think it's got to be you start with blow.
Yeah.
And then it's not doing it for you anymore and you're still chasing that dragon.
100%.
Or it's cheap. Crack's cheaper than blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can make crack with blow.
I think it's cocaine and
baking soda
in the
let me call Lewis.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't know that horse are the two I'm never going to touch.
Heroin?
Never go near. I know I would love it. I see Farley and I go, "Oh, I would love the stuff."
Yeah, John Travolta said, because he did Pulp Fiction where he played a heroin addict, and he said, he asked a heroin addict, "How can I get ready for the role?" And he said, "The closest you can get
is by blowing Kinnicky."
is doing tons of shots of tequila and sitting in a hot tub. And I'm like, well, I've done that.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah, the old Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Well, that was ketamine.
That was ketamine.
In a hot tub, which sounds delightful.
Was it a hot? I picture it in the Friends fountain for some reason. I'll be there for you.
Now that
the EMT.
Well, don't they say you're not supposed to do drugs in hot tubs at all because
the heat.
Yeah, it fucks up your body temperature.
Sure, sure.
And that's why so many people die in the hot tub.
Yeah.
But goddamn, it sounds good.
I know.
Drinking in a hot tub rules.
The best.
Naked in a hot tub rules. Everything in it. Oh.
Good times.
I'm not a hot tub fan.
Really?
I feel like I'm in a soup. I don't know.
I love soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, but I don't want to be in it.
Hey, no soup for you.
Took a lot of coke to write that line.
I did the cheesy Pocono Palace vacation with my wife.
That's nice.
That was the fucking best. It's got the champagne.
Oh yeah,
hot tub, and it's next to the bed.
Oh,
so you
great.
Can roll out of bed and go right into the hot tub
that's
in the morning.
Great.
Oh, and then it had a private pool downstairs that stunk like bleach.
Yeah,
and all the guys that were housekeeping looked exactly like me. And I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, they're all ex-cons.
Ah.
Because they're cleaning up buckets of fuck.
Right. Which is a new Troma movie.
Yes.
Buckets of fuck.
Shitstorm, I think is the one of the ones you would like.
Okay.
Shakespeare Shitstorm.
It's our version of Cruise?
It's our version of The Tempest.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And it's a bunch of whales jump over the boat and shit all over it and flood it. And it's so everyone drowns in whale shit.
That's pretty imaginative.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I play Lindy West in that movie. I really do. I do it in full drag, and my name is Lindy West.
Weird.
And I'm writing a blog about how much I hate the movie.
Uh-huh.
And every time I'm on screen, I break the fourth wall to complain about the guys who made the movie and how it's racist and homophobic and misogynistic.
That's great.
Yeah, see, there's me.
Wow, I forgot about Lindy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
She posted it and then deleted it.
You were great in the Drew Carey show.
Thank you.
By the way.
That's right outside of Criff Dogs.
Oh, great. That's right around here.
Yeah, that
you look amazing.
Yeah, she posted this and she said another man feels the need to make fun of me, and then she deleted it. I was so mad. I really wanted that heat.
Yeah.
I really wanted that.
What'd you stuff the bra with?
Me.
Oh, okay.
No, I had like the cutlets.
Ah.
Or the chicken cutlet action. I have the body shaper on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go to
Spanx?
I had to go to what's the fat girl store?
Lane Bryant.
Yeah, I went to Lane Bryant and I had to get measured, and it was a bunch of big black ladies who loved me.
Yeah.
And they
were
so excited to dress me.
Oh, that's fun.
That rules.
And then I realized I could no longer keep my diet of White Castle and black coffee if I was going to wear a body shaper all day.
Yeah.
Cuz oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
I know. I'm familiar.
All right, let's do one more thing before we get out of here. All right. Family shock and horror after son's body at funeral infested with moving and visible maggots. Mm. Lawsuit. Shannon.
This is the most disturbing story I think that I've looked into for the show so far.
Oh, boy.
All right.
This one really gets me. So this guy, this kid, he's 24 years old, passed away unexpectedly from a car accident in 2022.
Well, does anybody die expectedly of a car accident?
Well,
Paul Walker, I guess.
He's a child. He's like 24. So 7 days after his death, the family came together at this funeral home to mourn his passing. When the mother she paid $3,000 down payment to the funeral home to handle the arrangements and schedule viewing into service. When the mother went to go and look at her son, she noticed that there were maggots pouring out of his nose, in his mouth, and on his face.
What?
Yuck.
And they had like eaten through his face. They saw like holes in his face. It's horrifying.
Now, that means they didn't
embalm
do the job they're supposed to do, right? Because don't they sew you they sew your mouth shut so that it doesn't open up during the viewing?
I didn't know that. Do they really?
Why would it open up?
If they move you.
Oh.
Ugh. Wait.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to they sew you up.
Oh, you never see the strings or anything.
No, I think it's sewed from the inside. Like,
whoa.
Yeah. I think there's a way. I mean, most people have newspaper and shit in them.
I've heard that because they take your organs out and stuff.
Yeah, the autopsy, because they don't put anything back where it belongs. Yeah. They just throw it back in you. And then sometimes if it's not good, they just fill you with newspaper.
Fucking... Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, there's like... It's all just what's showing is that matters.
Sure.
I know. I remember there was one funeral home that got in trouble. Yep. Yeah. Generally, the mouth of a deceased person is closed as part of the preparation for a wake or viewing. This is done to give the deceased person a peaceful and respectful appearance. Oh, and rigor mortis.
Mm.
The practice is not always to literally sew the lips together. Techniques can include wiring the jaw shut, a needle, stitching, a mouth former, or glue.
Yikes.
I guess rigor mortis might make you change your expression.
Fuck that. Give me the Poland special. Give me the 1940s Poland special. Just light me up and just scatter me to the wind. I don't need any
I remember
of that.
There was one funeral home that got caught chopping people's legs off because they only had caskets for short people.
Ah. That was a Twilight Zone episode, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he killed the tall kid and then...
Yeah, so they were burying people. They were like... They'd be like, I remember him being taller, and they would open it up, and his legs would just be on top of his legs. I mean, funeral, there's tons of them got caught not burying the person. They just have like 100 bodies in the basement because they're behind.
Whoa.
Or they'll throw another one in there with them.
Yeah.
So there'll be 2 or 3 bodies in the casket so that they can get rid of the ones that they had on ice.
Jesus
Catholics
Christ.
Are onto something. You got to look at them the whole fucking funeral.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
Well, no part of it. Burn me.
Yeah, no, same.
Cremate I think the whole thing is creepy.
Scatter
I don't like
me
it.
Out.
I don't like it one bit.
It's definitely creepy. It's definitely weird.
I don't like the idea of someone I love having to pick out the outfit.
Yeah.
Or, like, make sure my hair's right.
Right.
It's gross to me.
Well, it's going to be all wrong.
Yeah.
They're not going to go with the Frasier
no.
shirt with sleeves cut off.
No. And God, the idea of them not having a suit jacket big enough so they have to cut it up the back... be so one last humiliation.
Yeah,
I'm in the fucking half jacket, like I'm taking my fucking senior prom photo. Ugh, I can't even fucking fathom it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Chan, did they say what happened to the kid, or they're just suing now?
So, they are suing. They're suing them, you know, for not properly caring for the body. The lawsuit is for $5 million because the mother is listed as the plaintiff because she's going to be fucked up for the rest of her life because of this. And the case, which I'm going to continue to follow this because I'm dying to see what happens, it's taking place on July 28th. So it's a 3-day jury trial. So I'm going to keep on top of this.
Oh, I'm super in. I would assume, I feel like they're supposed to do a lot of shit to keep that from happening.
But, yeah, I mean, once you embalm a body, that takes care of it, I think.
I bet somebody was clocking in, somebody was clocking out, and they're like, did you do that? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Right.
I bet it was like a clerical thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't think of just being lazy at a job as an undertaker or whatever that job's called.
Yeah.
You know, when we made those movies, I lived in a funeral home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we needed a place for everybody to live, an office space, and a special effects workshop. Mm-hmm. And funeral homes have a morgue room with drains in the floor.
Oh.
So we moved into an abandoned funeral home.
Was it spooky and weird?
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When there was just three of us getting it ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real weird.
Oh, man.
When there was 60 of us, it was actually better.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the crazy thing was the guy had a secret apartment. So that's where we put the lead actors. And he had as the realtor put it, a hump hole. And it was a secret apartment for him to bring his mistresses to.
Whoa.
And it was a secret room off the bottom of the funeral home.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool.
That is a better case scenario than I thought what the hump hole would be for at the funeral home.
Oh, yeah.
So that's actually...
You're thinking glory hole?
I was thinking place to fuck the dead bodies, but to fuck a live person is fine.
I feel like that's got to happen more than we...
Yeah. Just curiosity.
For sure.
It's the same reason pedophiles go into fields where they get access to kids.
Yeah.
Summer I'd camp. Imagine if you're...
100%. But it's a victimless crime, really.
Yes, I agree.
You know.
To an extent. As
Everybody
long as
wins.
The family never knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can fuck me in the ass if I'm dead.
Yeah, why not?
It
Do
is
it if
crazy
I'm alive.
That, like... People write letters to that fucking doll because they're like, my life has been fucked up since I took your picture. But there's definitely dudes that like fuck corpses and nothing happens to them. They live fine, normal lives.
Just whistling, drinking a cup of hot coffee.
Yeah.
Having a great old day. I mean, there has to be two dudes that are in on it together.
Yeah.
And they have to get like they see a good one come in.
Right.
And they got to call dibs.
That's true.
You just a bunch of morgue workers all.
It's got two holes.
No, they hold their nose closed. All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to end it there. Thank you so much to my guests, Josie Marcelino, Mark Norman. Check out Tuesdays with Stories and We Might Be Drunk. And sincerely, thank you so much for your time, guys.
That was fun.
And we'll catch you on Friday, the exclusive episode here on The Morning Zoo. Bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Like your favorite obese clown, grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.